Today's daf is daf Nun, Lefi Kol HaCheshbonot, not only for us. And we're holding on the bottom of Mem Tet Amud Beit. As the Mishnah said, Kema'aseu b'chol kach ma'aseu b'shabbat. We do everything that we do for the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, except the difference is, Ela sh'ayam memalei me'erev Shabbat chavit shel zahav, she'inam mekudeshet min ha'shimra. Instead of using the Tzluchit Shal Zahav, and Tzluchit Shal Zahav was a Kli Sharet, creates a big problem. Because since it's a Kli Sharet, we're going to be Mamale Erev Shabbos, so now it's going to become Posel Belina. We can't be Mamale on Shabbos because that's Karuch with carrying. It isn't necessary. So Mamela, we end up with another Kli, a Chavit, which is not a Kli Sharet, and we leave it overnight. Furthermore, the Mishnah said, because we're going to be discussing the rest of the Mishnah, that if the water was nishpacha or nidgalta, which means that apparently mayim negulim are psulim from the mizbeach, so you could always use the water that was in the kior, because even though the kior was also a kli sharet, obviously it's one of the ikar kelim. However, it was the muchani, it was the machine that lowered the kior so that it was mechuber to the karka, the water in it was mechuber. And if it's mechuber, it's not nifsa belina. Fine. Today, the Gemara is interested in knowing what the big problem is in being memala with the tzluchi. Why did we need a chavit? You're telling me because it would be kodesh, would be nifsa belina. However, normally, the way we understand it is, first of all, if you don't want a kli to be Mekadesh what's in it, it doesn't become Kadesh, it requires that. So what do you have to, you'll use the Tzuchit, but you should have in mind that you don't want it to become Kadesh. So what's the big problem? Furthermore, we also have a cloth, at least according to Manishita, and if you have an unsuitable quantity in the Kli, for the mitzvah that you're using the Kli is not Mekadesh. So all you have to do is fill up the tzluchit with more than the necessary amount of water. So let's say you hold lug like Reb Yehuda, or shleisha lugin like the Tanakhama. Fill up more than shleisha lugin, and have in mind that you don't want the tzluchit to be mekadesh. And then you have no problem. First of all, there's too much water, so therefore it's not roi for the mitzvah won't be mekadesh. And even if that wasn't a problem, you have in mind not to be mekadesh. But you have to make a whole chavit in order to avoid the problem. Es the Gemara v'amai, what's the big deal? Night to be mekadesh. Why can't we bring it in a kli that's mekudesh? And you have ways of avoiding the kiddush. Omar Ziri, clearly the Tana must hold. First of all, kasavar ein shiur lamayim. Since the Torah never gives us an amount, particularly to be menaseh. Okay, so we have a svara that it should be dumya to the milut of all of the nesachim. So we take the nisuch of the normal nisuch of yayin for a kebeth, which is three lugin, and we'll make that the shiur. Very nice, but it doesn't say that in the Torah. And therefore, if lamaisa you gave more, it would also be okay. In which case, you cannot say by the nisach amayin a particular amount. And if I have more than this amount, so it won't be kodesh. Why not? And give more also. So that's the first thing the Tana holds. Ain't shiur lamayin. Therefore, you can't avoid the kiddush akli just by putting in more water. Furthermore, apparently, the Tana holds kli sharek mekachin shelo midat. That even if you don't want it to be kodesh, the very fact that something is inside of kli sharek makes it kodesh, and says kol hanogea behem yigdash, right? By the kelim. Anything that touches them becomes kodesh. Anything that touches them is ben midat, ben shelo midat. Therefore, imaitim b'mekudeshet. So what are you going to say? Bring it b'mekudeshet. If I bring it b'mekudeshet, there'd be no way to avoid the kiddush hamayim. And therefore, if sila lohu belina, they would then become posel, and we would have no way of using it. Tosfos asks a brilliant question. Mamash is a brilliant question. The din is that a kli sharet is not mekadesh shelo bizmana. Right? So since over here I'm going ahead and I'm doing an erev Shabbos, it doesn't become kodesh an erev Shabbos. Elamai, what are you going to say? That it will become kodesh the moment the night comes. Why? Because the night time is not called mechusar zman, but it'll be posibelina by the next morning. Ah, but the thing is that a kli sharet that a monkey fills up is not mekadesh. Even though you don't need das, but you need a human act. But over here, there was no human act. Because the water in the kli is in the kli, but nobody put it there. Because the original putting there was shaloi bizmana. So now what you have is a situation. The situation is the water's in the kli. So it might as well have been a monkey. So how would it become kodesh? If mi'u akuf to enam kodeshas. So lechor, you can get around the whole problem. Yeah. fascinating question. He asks another beautiful question. Even if you hold, whatever the problem will be, like, why is the Gemara discuss Lina? Why isn't it possible be Yitzhak? The moment that you fill it up, so it's now Kodesh, it's outside of the Azora. Outside of the Azora, it becomes possible be Yitzhak before Lina. What are we discussing Lina for? Interesting question. Some other fascinating issues.
Huh? He could take the money.
He could, but we do this all the time. The tzlukis we use.
Yeah, so he could take water.
But we don't. He says, you see, it doesn't say that. It says, maybe you'll say like Rabbi Yisrael, that they use something else. But it says, beferish, how you memalim betzlukis shalza. And that was the normal thing that they used for milah. So, I mean, Lamaisi has a couple of the things. First of all, he says, as far as Yotzi is concerned, the klisharis has to first be inside and then go out in order to be nifsabalim, be Yotzi. Because otherwise it won't be makadish. It won't be makadish b'chutz. It'll only be makadish once it gets bifnim. He has a lot of questions on that from various sugyas about preparing different elements outside of your house. The Gemara Menachos discusses what happens if you don't have a klisharis and so on. Okay, that's I mean, it's not our sugya. And as far as the Kiddush HaMayim is concerned, he has an interesting chiddush regarding this question of Eino Mekadesh Ela Bizman. It says that over here, since you don't need kahuna, you don't need big day kahuna, there's no specific halak of doing this aveda as an aveda, so those limitations don't apply. It would become kadesh even without that. And therefore, you would have the problem, wouldn't be Kamosha Sidrei HaKol. That's very interesting. Huh? Okay. All right. In any event, so Chizkiya, Amar Chizkiya says, don't bring me a raya from here. I admit that you could see from here that indeed Ein Shiur Lamai, and that if I put in more water, it would become Kaddish. But don't tell me that I could see from here that Klisharet or Mekachin even Shalomidat. Because maybe the reason that we don't want to use the Tzluchit is because how can another person see that it was Shalomidat? There's no way to see that. That there's too much water, anybody could see. Okay, so therefore it must be that too much water is not an issue. But since Dat is not visible, so Mamela, people may say, Shema Yom Ruladat Nit Kadasha. People will think that there was a normal Kiddush. Why isn't it possible Lina? Must be that Nisachim don't become possible Lina, which is a terrible mistake to make. And maybe they'll end up using truly Nisachim that were in fact Kiddush before for the Nisach HaYayin, and they'll bring a riot from the fact, well, you see, every Shabbos we always bring in the Nisach HaMayim, and nobody has a problem with that. And they don't know that they had in Das Bedavka that it shouldn't be Makudash. So maybe in Achinamish is Chizkiya. Maybe indeed you require Das, but since it's not visible, we make a Gzera. Omer Rebbe Zera, I hold you can't even bring a raya that there's no Shir Lamayim. Why? Because Afilu Tema Ye Shir Lamayim. And you'll tell me, so how could anybody make a mistake? They see, look at this. They went ahead and they were Makadash 20 lug. Obviously it wasn't Kodesh. Not true. Because it could be, I agree with you, Klisharet and Mekachim Elamidat. Maybe Enoch Inami, Klisharet and Mekachim Elamidat. But I hold you can't bring a raya either. Because Gzera Shem Riyom Lakidish Adayim Raglayim Mil'an. How do people know that the water in here is mi'ad, dafka for Nisach HaMayim? They see somebody bringing a lot of water. They know that the water was used in the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippur, when he did the kiyot. We had this beautiful golden kli that we used for him. So how do they know that it wasn't being brought in for Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim? So they'll think, they brought in a lot of water. All of it was roi. So therefore it became kodesh. And yet we're using it for the Nisachim. Ooh, must be that Nisachim indeed don't have a problem of being Nifsa Belina. So anyway, we would have to make Exeret, says Reb Zera. Therefore, he can't bring any Raya from here. Not to whether Klisharis or Mekachim Midas, and not to whether Klisharis or Mekachim Yers, or not whether rather there's a Shir Lamayim or not. Even if ain't Shir Lamayim, people don't know that this was only brought in for the Mayim. The Mail of the Mishnah may be talking about a Gezerah all the way through. And there's no, in Okinami, there's no problem, no matter how you look at it, about being Mekadesh. It wouldn't be Kadesh for any number of reasons. First of all, it's Shaloi Midas. And secondly, it's too much water. Afalpi can we make a Gezerah? The next case that we had in the Mishnah, it said, what happens if what do you mean? First, we're talking about Erev Shabbos over here. We didn't do the whole procedure. We're doing now four laters. This isn't the big moment anyway, right? And how did I know that I only had in Das for the I brought in a lot of water. No, we use it for other things too, maybe. Nishpacha Odit Galta. So says the Mishnah that if you had a problem of Gilui, you'll go to the Kiyar and you'll take water out of the Kiyar. Ask the Gemara, what's the problem with Gilui? Remember, Rashi learned problem with Gilui was that then you would have partially snake venom. So it would be chaser from the shiur, from which I mentioned to you, we brought a raya that a problem of poison, right, sakana, we talked about an eser that was left under somebody's bed, common situation, is not considered to be possible in itself, and therefore wouldn't be possible because of Mashke Yisrael. Because otherwise, what does Rashi have to talk about shiur of the snake venom? You should just say, since you're not allowed to drink it, it's not kosher venom, Mizbeah. Mizbeah can only use things that are kosher for a human being. So perhaps some bring a raya from this, apparently. From that Rashi, apparently, there's no problem of sikun. It's not masukun from the Mizbeah. So therefore, it's not a problem of Mashke Yisrael. But in any event, whatever the problem is, why can't I just put it through a filter and filter out the snake venom? Lema masis in the low to Rabbi Nachem. Apparently, our Mishnah that holds that you've got a serious problem with Mayim Megulim does not hold of Rabbi Nechemia, because Rabbi Nechemia holds that you can filter out snake venom. How do we know this? Because Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Tanya, Misanenet Yeshmem, Yeshba Mishum Gilui, that if you had wine that was now filtering through a Misanenet. So here we have a Misanenet, a very, very fine Misanenet. This is talking about Yayin Kunditon, where you make a whole mixture of very expensive spices, which is now in powdered form, very thin powder. You have an extremely fine filter. The wine sits in the misanenet for a long time and drips very slowly after absorbing the taste in the powder. It drips into a holding container underneath the misanenet. So it's a two-layer misanenet, one that keeps the wine underneath, the one that holds the wine as it gradually filters through. So it says in the Braita that if the misanenet was uncovered, you can't drink the wine. Omrim Nechemia, Wait. This is dafka if the underlying kli, where the wine had already gone through the filter, if that was uncovered, so maybe a snake drank from that and poisoned the water. If lemaisa, the holding container is covered, so it's right up against the filter lid, right? On top. Then on top, you have the wine that's sitting in the filter. Maybe it'll sit in the filter for a couple of days. And it was uncovered. Not a problem. Because afal pisha elyon, there's no problem of giloy. Why? Interesting. There was no word in Hebrew for frothy. Frothy. How do you say frothy? Similar to a sponge. A sponge looks like froth, but frozen, hard froth. So that's what he's saying. The eretz of the nachash is frothy. So it has the same structure, bubbly structure, as a sfog. And therefore, it's tough. It always floats to the top. It doesn't come down through a filter. And there's no problem. So why can't we do the same thing over here? Take the mayim that was being used for the niso. You're saying, but it was uncovered. Okay, so put it through a filter. Then you won't have a problem of the venom in it. He says, well, come on. If you're the tamer every day, well, you're going to say that therefore there's no problem because you filtered out the venom. I mean, what Rabbi Nechemia was talking about, that you have a right to drink it, and there's no problem of it being misukan. Let me ask you something. Would you feed it to the President of the United States? You'll give it. It's no problem, mate. We poured it through a filter, so don't worry about the snake. Come on. What, Rabbi Nechemia doesn't hold that you don't give something to the Mizbeah that's not of the highest quality? So you took away the sikun. This is the thing you want to pour on the Mizbeah. Mamela, this is two, Barnea. Not one. Hold up two fingers. Two. And that's poison.
That was Yaakov's comment. So there's Megula. I'm excited about Nechemia. We don't know whether it's Nechemia or Reb Nechemia.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter because Reb Nechemia was sent from Nechemia.
Uh-huh.
Now, Nechemia was the cupbearer for the kings. So he would be particularly sensitive to these issues.
Beautiful, beautiful. Excellent.
Actually,
you get credit for that one, but not extra credit. Hadron Allah, the love, the arava. The last thing that the Mishnah said, our opening Mishnah of Lulav Va'arava, was that the Chalil can be either 5 days or 6 days. You'll notice that all of the other Mishnayot that expanded on the first Mishnah said Ketzad. Avir doesn't say Ketzad. Instead it says, Zehu HaChalil Shel Beit HaShareva She'ino Dochel Lo Shabbat v'lot yom tov. So it leaves you to your own devices to figure out that since it's not doche Shabbos, so therefore if yom tov comes out on Shabbos, we only lose one day. But since it's also not doche yom tov, if yom tov doesn't come out on Shabbos, then we have to take off 2 days, which explains the chamisha v'shisha. But it doesn't speak it out. It didn't in the other Mishnah. It bothers Tosfos. Why isn't the Mishnah, normally a Mishnah attempts to create a parallel structure? Why doesn't it say over here, Ketzat? Says Tosfos, because it wants to put in the words Achalil Shebet HaShoeva. The other Mishnahs wouldn't have that problem. We know what the Lulav is. We know what the Aravai is. So once we say Zeu Achalil Shebet HaShoeva, we break the continuity already. We can't say Ketzat. So the most effective way of saying it is Shein Adeich. Lois HaShabbos V'Lois Yom. Itzma. Rabbi Yehuda of Eina had different ways of saying over this mission. One of them would say the way we have it, Zeu Chalil Shebet HaShoeva, and the other one would say, Zeu Chalil Shebet HaShoeva. What is the Chashuva? That we're dealing with something that's extremely important, such as not wasting your money on tea in an expensive coffee shop.
Shodesh.
That's assuming that this tea is better than the tea that you bring. I find just the opposite.
The water is filthy.
So why would he use a lotion of chashuva? Omer Mazutra, mandetani shoeva lo mishtabesh, umandetani chashuva lo mishtabesh. The truth is that there's two layers of reading this mission. You could say shoeva, and clearly that's not a mistake. Lo mishtabesh. Why? Tichtiv ushaftem mayim bisason. So mayim bisason, the way the Gra explains it, as opposed to bisimcha. So sason, the difference between sason and simcha is that simcha refers to an inner state, but sason always refers to an expression of simcha, something that you do. In which case, we have this wild mitzvah of dancing and singing and playing music and torches and the whole business. Why? Because the Torah normally doesn't give us a mitzvah of sason; gives us a mitzvah of simcha. So therefore, he's correct in saying Beit HaShoeva because it's Shoeva that mentions specifically sason. Whereas Man Detani Chashuva Lo Mishtabech, the lashon of Chashuva also makes a great deal of sense, because we already said before, one of the ways of reading the opening of the Torah, Bereshit Bara Elokim, is Barashit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shittim and the Mizbeach for the Beit HaShoeva. So the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, in which case we are indeed celebrating the most ancient of mitzvot, existed at the instant of Bereshit. So in that sense, also, we want to call it the Mitzvah Chashuva. It's interesting that there are indeed two ways of understanding the nature of the simcha. Rashi, when he talks about simcha's beis ha-shoeva, in the Mishnah says, Kol simcha zo eina ela b'shvil nisuch ha-mayim. In other words, he's learning that the Simchat Beit HaShoeva is not just the reason that we're referring to it as Beit HaShoeva. It's because that's the whole meaning of the mitzvah. If the Torah hadn't said Ushaftem Mayim B'Sason, I wouldn't have known to make this specific Simcha at all. The Rambam, however, does not say that in the least. The Rambam learns that the Simcha Yitera Yaba Mikdash An Sukkis is because of the pasuk in the Torah. Not a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in the Torah is v'samachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. That means that there's specifically a new din of simcha in the mikdash. Therefore, it says simcha yetera hayab mikdash. So this becomes an expression of that mitzvah of simcha. But it's certainly not shekol simcha zu eina ela b'shvil nisuch hamayim. The way Rashi is saying it. That involves another question also, which we'll be getting to, which is, was there a Simchas Beis HaShoeva if there was no music? Right? That was, we say the Chalil is not Doicha. Does that mean there was no Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Or does it say Samachtem Shivat Yamim? I'm someone we're going to be Doicha what it says in the Pasuk. Even though there's no music. That's the question. Chazanish says that there definitely was a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It comes out all types of very interesting, even Nogei Halacha L'Maisa issues. You know where it's Nogei Halacha L'Maisa? Fascinating. Shlomo Zalman had a Shaila of guests from Chutz Laaretz. So it was second day Yom. But then the question was, were they allowed to participate in a Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Because a Simchas Beis HaShoeva involves not only music, okay, so avoid the music, but it involves dancing. Although in our times it has been forgotten that it's usher to dance on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Nobody told Shlomo Kahn. So apparently, it's interesting, it's one of the kilkulim that came from Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is the source of many, many destructive issues in Klal Yisrael. Very interesting. Throughout the generation, there were tshuvas, it's amazing, tshuvas of so many rabbonim from all over the world, how they're trying to crush this horrible new minhag of Simchas Torah and the things that are being done on Simchas Torah. There's tshuvas that read, and Baruch Hashem itzlachti to be oiker this terrible minhag. It's interesting. Because it's all Shaloki Hilkasa. You're not allowed to dance on Yom Tov, first of all. You're not allowed to take out the Sifrei Torah for no reason. You're not allowed to lane at night, and people lane at night. You're not allowed to repeat the laning, and people repeat the laning. V'chule, the list of things. I mean, you think we have it bad. The things they used to do on Simchas Torah are unbelievable. Mamish straight out Chil Yom Tov, they used to dance with torches, and alight the torches, and fling the torches like this. Anyway, so one of the things that came out, all of the heterim were, okay, it's a Tzerech Mitzvah, and it's L'chvoida Shal Teres, it will be Matir, this and that, and so on, to be Malam Mitzchus. All of the things that they were Malam Mitzchus became the standard, instead of Dafke, for the beginning standard. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to dance on Yom Tov. So it was a problem, it was usher to dance on Yom Tov. So they wanted to know, could they be participants in some of the Spesa Shoevers? Here it says that the Khalil was not Doche Yom Tov, which, by the way, is a big problem. Why the Khalil Doche Yom Tov? It's in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Shavuos. There's no Issur D'oraisa in playing music. The only problem is, maybe you'll be Metaken as a Gezeira. If we allow musical instruments, so maybe you'll be Metaken Klei Shir, and then you'll come to Bichil Shabbos. But that's a Shavuos. We're not Gezer Shavuos in the Mikdash. Tesis and Ahmed Beis is very bothered by that. He brings many riyas that Min Hastam. There's no Shavuos for Mikdash. Koshi came, where it's Nogei Atzorfei Mitzvah, and so on.
But even
Bichlal. Yeah, it brings a lot of right. So Tosis has an interesting pshat. Tosis says the reason that over here the Khalil is not Deicha is because the Simchas Beis HaShoeva involved such a massive outpouring of musical instruments and orchestras and competitions and so on, that it would definitely have been Yitakin Klishir. You're talking about thousands of musical instruments and everybody's practicing and so on. And for sure somebody's going to break a string on a violin or something. So that's already not a shmus. That's considered to be Kimat Vadai. It's going to come to Chil Yom Tov. Therefore, they were geyser. Fascinating thing. By the way, there's another, also Mamash, it's amazing how things have changed. There's tshuves, early tshuves, about the shaila of the musical instruments that were being played by the orchestra in shul on Shabbat. Yeah. You heard me.
You mean the reforming, or right?
This was way before the reforming. Apparently they were matir, not Jewish players, but it was a davar pasha that you needed to have music in the shul. And the shaila was, well, it's considered to be tikkun for the Jews, and now you're being nemes, and also to be nemes, so on and so forth. But this is not, anyway, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that since it's a Tzerech Simcha, and they weren't geyser in a makom where it's simcha, I mean, that's part of the whole because their issue, so that they could participate even though it's Yom Tov Sheni Shagolia, okay, but anyway, over here, we have the Khalil, which is both a mitzvah chashuva, as I explained, according to the Rambam, it's the way in which we're mekayim for the samach b'fnei Hashem Elokecha, which, okay, I mean, it's difficult to believe that Rashi is chaylek on the ikar din. So we're saying, kol simcha zo, we may mean this whole specific simcha b'Beis HaShoeva, is because of the besosim, because I mean, certainly not disagreeing with the fact that there is a specific mitzvah of the samach b'fnei Hashem Elokecha, assumed. Tosfos brings a beautiful Yerushalmi as well, that says that the simcha, the main simcha, is that the simcha Beis HaShoeva draws Ruach HaKodesh. So she'iva Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is the happiest thing. Again, something of a tautology. Which comes first, the simcha or the Ruach HaKodesh that comes with the simcha? We've discussed that circus many times. And it brings the story that Yoina, the Navi, got his Nevi'ahs in the course of a visit to the Beis HaMikdash. He was one of the Eilei Regalim, and he got his Nevi'ahs with Shaira on him that the Siddur is Beis Hashoreh. Of course, he's the only Navi that we have that sat in the Sukkah. Says Beferish Sukkah. That's why we read it on Yom Kippur. Yaakov Avinu went from Yom Kippur basically to Sukkah. That was his next. Okay.
On the Urim Shabbos, you have a choson as a Shabbat Brachos, you only run down
to the... I mean, there's all of the...
Has it spread
onto... It depends if you're Hasidim or you're Litvisham.
Is this limited to Simchat Torah, all the Kulos?
Me, Yikra, I didn't... It would certainly appear like that. As I say, it became Bikula. So the Hasidim have accepted that as the norm. Litvisham, I don't know. I think already in Yeshivas they don't already. I think. Good? Okay. Barney, I'm afraid that that may be three. No, no, you're over it.
Is there a talk to say that there is no second day of the
But Rabbim, yes, to shoot. The Omer of Nachman, Mitzvah Chashuvayu, Ba'am B'Sheshi Nibay B'Reshi. Turn around. HaKalil Dochet HaShabbat Divi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like our Mishnah, that the Khalil is actually played on Shabbat. It appears not like our Mishnah, right? B'Chachamim Omrim, Af Yom Tov Eino Dochet. Omer of Yosef, hold on. Let's understand. We are not talking here, a machlokas, about the case in the Mishnah, which was the Khalil of the Simchas Beis Shoeva. And there was another thing they're arguing about. Here, this is a machlokas b'shir shel korban. And it comes to the shir shel shoeva. For sure it's not dochet HaShabbos. Our Mishnah is going on libet kuliyam. Here the machlokas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachomim is what is the halacha in terms of the normal shir on the korbanes, which needed to be always said every day, was said certainly on Shabbos, Mizmor Shir Shel Yom HaShabbos. Did we play music for Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos or not? What would be the Rabbi Yossi holds that Iker Shira is Bekli. When the Torah gave us the mitzvah of Shira, which we darshan from many different psukim in Erechim, that mitzvah is said dafka to be done with musical instrument. That's the main mitzvah. In which case it's an avoda, and therefore of course it's Docha Shabbos. Whereas Rabbanan hold the meaning of the Shira in the Torah is singing, not necessarily to play music along with the singing. So therefore, exactly, Iker Shira B'Peh, the Lav Avodai, therefore the musical instruments are not an Avoda, and that's why they're not Dochash HaShabbos. But when it comes to the case of our Mishnah, the Shir Shel Shoeva, Divrei HaKol Simcha Yeterah, you should say, the Shir Shel Shoeva is because of an additional added value to the Simcha, not Mi Iker HaDin and not Mi Iker HaAvoda, and for sure is not Dochash HaShabbos. Omer of Yosef Minah Mina Lo Debaha Plige. I can prove to you that is basically the whole machlokas over here between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachomim, not of our Mishnah, of the Bright. The Mishnah is going good to everybody. The Tanya Kli Sharecha Asa'an Shal Eitz. Here I'll show you. We have a machlokas what the din would be if you would make a Kli Shares out of wood. Rebbe Posel Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Now I taina that this machlokas, says Rabbi Yosef, between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is precisely the machlokas that we have over here about the Shira on the carpet. My love. How come you forget? The man de Machshir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Kli Shares is kosher when it's made out of wood, so he holds Iker Shira the Kli. He holds that the Torah gave a mitzvah of playing musical instruments. Once that's true, it means that the musical instruments in the Beit HaMikdash were Kli Sharet. They were ways of doing Avodah. We know for a fact that one of these Kli Sharet were made out of wood because the Chalil, as the Gemara in Erechim explained, the Chalil was, from the days of Moshe, was made out of wood. They tried to improve it by coating it with gold, and they brought the best Umanim Shal Alexandria was one of those cases, and they ended up messing up the sound of the Chalil. They had to remove the gold. So there was no choice but to make it out of wood. Only wood had that particularly sweet quality that the flute requires. So that means that the Torah is basically telling you a Kli Sharet can be made out of wood. But if you hold that Iker Shira is Bepeh, then that means that the musical instruments were not Kli Sharet. They were just addition. So then I have no basis for saying that the Kli Sharet is made out of wood. wood. I'd have to look to the Kli Sharet as described in the Torah, and those are all made out of metal, made out of gold. So therefore, why does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah over here say you can use wood? Because he says that, look, the Torah said you have to use musical instruments, and we know that one of those musical instruments, namely, Yafinun Me'abuba de Moshe, we learn it out from Moshe's flute. Uman de Pasol, Mashenkin Rebbe, who Pasol's Yolz, Iker Shirab de Peh, V'lo Yafinun Me'abuba de Moshe, we're left with learning it out of, say, the Menorah, instead of out of the Avuv, and therefore it has to be made out of metal, and that explains the Machlokas over here, because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah holds Iker Shirab de Kli, would therefore say that obviously if the Torah says you have to play music on Shabbos, so what are we going to do? We're going to be guys not to play music on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. It's Doicha Shabbos, like any other Avodah.
Where does it mention the Torah
that
they have to sing and play on the
Korban? You'll have to read the Gemara in the Erechim, because there's five different shitas as to where. But Lamaisa and Ben Naso, the Yisav, the Levium, or Avodah la Avodah. It says Avodat Avodah. Gemara Darshan's, Mai Avodah la Avodah. Aveyomer Zushira. But there's a lot of different drushes that the Gemara brings. But that's metal. Okay, but not gold. We're not saying it has to be gold. We're saying it can't be wood. Interesting. What's the din, Lagabi? It's the shame of the Kli. Did it have a shame gold, or did it have a shame eight? Would it be makabel tumor or not? Is that whole sugi about the menayr and chagi, and about the shulchan and chagi? The shulchan eight, Shabbos and makabel tumor. So kulay alma yikashira the Kli. The question over here, it says the Gemara is not, how do you know? Maybe everybody agrees it's kashir of the Kli. And the question over here is, can you use as a model something which was unavoidably wood? That's called danim efshar mishi efshar. The flute could only be made out of wood, because that's what it needed in order to be a flute. It didn't sound like a flute if it was made out of something else. So you're going to say, well, if you make a flute out of wood, you can make the tzlukas out of wood. No, that doesn't follow, because models are only useful when there's not a complicating factor. You can't tell me that a musical instrument that has to be wood should serve as a model for other instruments that are used for gathering water. What does water have to do with the music? Therefore, we don't use it as a model. So that may be the machlokas. Can we use a case of efshar to serve as a model for an efshar otherwise? So man, the machshir holds done an efshar mishi efshar. The one who says, doesn't matter if it's made out of wood, it's a kosher kli shares, we learn it out of the chalil. She says, you'll argue on him, you'll say, but a chalil can only be made out of wood. No, so what? But lemaisa, was there a kli sharet made out of wood? There was. So why should you possible it? Man, the machshir tava done an efshar mishi efshar. Man, the possible sever, lo done an efshar mishi efshar. Or, I'll give you yet a third explanation. Maybe everybody holds Ikashir Bepe. And I don't know. I mean, even if you don't believe, they might say ain't done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. There's a whole different question. The question is how to look at the Menorah as the source of the din of Kli Sharet. Remember that there's two very different ways of learning the Torah. We've had this many, many times. Do we darshan the Torah Ritchie as a klal prater klal, or do we darshan the Torah as ribuyim and miyutim? What's the difference? Tremendous difference. Because if we view the Torah as defining categories, and then where we have specifics, those specifics now become the exemplar of the category. So now we look at it like this. The Torah says a din. Make me something. Doesn't give any definition. You could use anything. Then it gives a definition. So if you hold we're dealing with categories, the definition is the definition of the category. So that means that if it says asumi menorah, and then it says zahav, so now zahav defines the only possible menorah. If, however, you read that the Torah is not interested in defining categories, it's telling you thing, and each thing needs now, in human terms, to be created as a category. So the Torah says, make a menorah. Didn't give you any definitions how to make a menorah. Use whatever you want to make a menorah. Wood, I don't care. Then it goes ahead and it gives you a word like zahav. Now it's telling you how to make a menorah. No, it's not telling me how to make a menorah in absolute terms. It's giving me an example of how to make a menorah. So if that's the case, if I have a klal and a prat, a ribuy and a miut, I already know, just from ribuy and miut, that I could use anything similar to the thing that is mentioned as the specific example. Mashenkin, if I have a klal and a prat, I would say, ein b'klal ela masha b'prat. The Torah said, zahav, that's it. That defined what the menorah is. Now, take the next step. Suppose you add now another kalal. Ta'aseoto. Oh. See, if you have a kalal prado kalal, I now say, oh, okay, the additional kalal expands the category and therefore redefines the relationship of the detail to the category by telling us, utilize the detail to be an example of all the things that could be included in this category. So that means a kalal prado kalal would be the equivalent of just a miut, a ribui, and a miut, right? Because now the kalal has sufficiently expanded the category of the original kalal to be the equivalent of a ribui. But if I'm learning ribui and miut and I add another ribui, now what am I going to say? Clearly the miut was not used over here as the example, which was the equivalent of ein bichlal, not ein bichlal or mashu paprat, ella kol mashu domela prat, ke'ena prat. So why would I need the extra ribui at the end? If I have an extra ribui at the end, it's endlessly expensive. So it's marba everything. So you'll say, but if it's marba everything, why did you give me an example? The example is there in order to tell you, I don't mean literally everything. I discard the least reasonable thing. What's the least reasonable thing? Something that is disgusting for the use of a menorah, which would be cheres, because it stinks the first time you use it. So then it would tell me you can't make a menorah out of cheres, but you could make a menorah out of wood, out of metal, out of plastic, out of glass, whatever you want. Just don't make it out of cheres, you see? So that would be the difference in how do we look at the menorah. Of course, this is true with Kol HaTorah Kula, not only in this case, but we're using this case here to explain the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef and Rebbe Yehuda. So b'melef hacha, b'melef menorah, b'chlali uprati, or b'ribui umiyute, come you forget. The machlokas is over here how to deal with the menorah. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda darshans the entire Torah with ribui and miut, whereas Rebbe darshans the entire Torah with klal uprat. So now let's take a look, applied now to our case. The asita minorat klal, okay? Make a menorah, make it out of anything. Then you say zahav tahor, prat. That would mean zahav and only zahav. But then you go ahead and you say, mikshe ta'aseh ha-menorah. Okay, now you got another kalal, chazav a kalal. You didn't define the material of that second kalal. So now you've got a kalal prado kalal. What's the rule of a kalal prado kalal? Iyata dan elaka ina prat. What is the prat? Well, the prat is gold, but it doesn't mean only gold. It means anything similar to gold. What is similar to gold? Any metal similar to gold. Gold is a metal. So therefore, ma prat mufurasho matechet, afko sho matechet, but don't use wood. That's kalal prado kalal. Therefore, says Rebbe, it won't be docha. You can't use wood, rather, as a klisharis. But it has nothing to do with the shailah of over here, perhaps. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he darshens ribu miyute. Let's apply that to menorah. The asita menorat riba. Then you say zahav tahor miyate. What's the situation now? I could use anything similar to gold. What's similar to gold? Any metal. Now you come along and you add another ribui. Mikshata asam menorah, so now chazav riba. What's the rule of a riba? Miyate riba. Riba miyate riba riba hakol. Okay, the result is my Rabbi, Rabbi Komilin. My miut, what was the purpose then of that single miut? To be mamayit, the least reasonable material to use. Miut shel cheres. In which case, shel eitz would be kosher. Now, of course, if that's the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, it's totally irrelevant to our sugya about whether ikar shira b'kli or ikar shira b'peh. It's a different issue completely. So who knows whether the two are really tied together? Maybe they're not tied together because of done an Efsha Mishi Efsha. You know, maybe they're not tied together because of different ways of darshan and kol HaTorah Kula. But don't look for facile solution. Up to you. No, yes. Really? The miyat ribui is up to you. The Keina Prat is a machlokas about whether it needs to match entirely, b'chol mili, or does it need to match partially. That's dependent on a more complex machlokas about how to view a klal pratu klal. Is a klal pratu klal essentially a pratu klal with a first klal attached, or is a klal pratu klal essentially a klal prat with a last klal attached? And the way the Gemara refers to that is klola batra ikar, or is klola kama ikar? The difference would be, if a klal prat or klal is essentially a klal prat, then that means it's really very definitive. If you're adding the second klal, you're expanding that. But expanding that means it has to match still the prat in every possible way. If, however, it's a prat or klal, the din of a prat or klal is the equivalent of a ribui miyut, because it'd be marbe everything, right? Prat or klal, the klal is not marbe everything. So that means the first klal is coming to be mamayit Okay, it's not going to mayit everything. It'll be mayit that which is not similar at all to the prat. In which case, we need to match it up to the prat only in one way, not in every way. These are more complicated machlokes. Of course, it has to do with the whole nature of the Torah, how we dash the Torah, which means it has to do with the whole nature of my separation, right? Because, I mean, obviously, it's a completely different world if we live life as klal prat or klal, or we live it as ribui mi et ribui. But essentially, that's how we live. In other words, creation begins with a klal. Then the main period of creation is all prat. Now, the shayla is the differentiation of the original klal, which has to be reintegrated at the end of creation through malchus and eventually a development of Olam Haba, is it expressive of every prat that took place within it as an expanded thing? Does it match only the pratim as they are? Ribui miyat ribui is a very desperately limited world, in a sense, in terms of how you're living your ribui. Because your miyutim are not the essence of the ribui that comes at the end, right? Very different life. It's two completely different ways of living. Rebbe's way and Rebbe Yehuda's way. But in any event, so much for today's philosophy, and now we'll go on to our chazar. Taf nun. Kimasir bechol kach masir b'shabbat, ala shabbat yom amalim b'chavit shel zahav. Amai. Night tebe mekudeshet, amazir kasav ein shir lamayim, uchlisharet mekachim shalom idav, and therefore, imai tebe mekudeshet, you'd have a problem with sulmina. Chizki amar, no, uchlisharet ein mekachim shalom idav. Nonetheless, there's a problem because of what people will think. Gzeira shema yomru ladat mitkadashu. After all, most people can't even see that. Amra b'yamai, amra b'zera. Afilu tema yeshir lamayim. Uklisharet emekachim al-medas, we have a problem. Because you won't be able to see that there's too much water. Because gzera shema yomrum. L'kiddush adayim raglayim alan. Nishpacho nitgalta. What's the problem of the nitgalta? Can't you filter out the snake poison amai? Li'aver b'misaninet. Lema b'matnit edalok rabbi nechemi. Tetanya misaninet yesh po mishum gilui. Omar Rabbi Nechemia, Himatai Bizman Shatakhtona Megula, Avu Bizman Shatakhtona Mechusa, Avu Pishe El Yona Megula, Ein Ba Mishum Gilui, Bite She Eres Machash Domel Esfog, Tzaf V'Omeid Bimkomo. As a matter of fact, we use that word for Sfogi in, for frozen foam, right? Sfogi. In modern Hebrew, we have a foam. So it tries to sfog. Afilu teme Rabbi Nechemia, imed am Rechem la hediot, avala gavoa mi omar. Let leila Rabbi Nechemia, akurveon ala pechatecha, ha yirtzecha, ha yisa panecha, ma Hashem tzvakot. Hadron ala klula va arava. Ha chalil chamisha vishisha. Zeo ha chalil shabbet ha shoiva, she ino doche lo yata shabbat, ve lo yat yom to. Itma, Rav Yudha Ravina, chat tani shoiva, ve chat tani chashuva. אמר מר זוטר, מנדטני שואבה לא משתבש, מנדטני חשובה לא משתבש. מנדטני שואבה לא משתבש, תכתיבו שאפת מים בססון. ומנדטני חשובה לא משתבש. דיום רב נקמן, מצווה חשובה היא, ובאה מששת ימי בראשית. תן רבנו לחליל דוחי את השבת, דבר רבי יוסף ורבי יהודה. וחכמים אומרים, אב יום תבין הדוחה. אמר רבי יוסי מחלוק בשיר של קורבן, רבי יוסי סברי כשיר בכלי ועבודה היא, and therefore obviously דוחה את השבת. רבונן סברי כשיר בפה, in which case the instruments are לב עבודה היא, ואין דוחה את השבת. אבל שיר של שואבה, which was our Mishnah, דבר הכל שמחה יתרה היא, ואינה דוחה את השבת. אמר רבי יוסי מנעמין על הדבר פליגי. דתניה כלי שרת שעשם של עץ, רבי פוסל רבי יוסי בבדי מכשיר, Samaila Boka Miflake. Manda Makshir Savar Ikashir Bikli. And therefore we have an example par excellence of Abuba the Moshe, which was made out of wood. Manda Posa Savar Ikashir Bepe, Veloy Alfina mi Abuba the Moshe. So that's my proof. Says, well, that's not much of a proof. Because we could say the Kulayama Ikashir Bikli. Vahacha Danin me Efshar Mishi Efshar Kamiflake. Man the Makshir Savar Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. Therefore, we learn me abuva de Moshe. Man the posa savar lo danin afshar mishiyef shar. How else do you make a chalil but out of wood? Viboitem the kuleyama yikashira bepet. Vein danin afshar mishiyef shar. Vahacha bemelef minorabi chloli uprati oberibuye umuyutikam miflige. Rabbi dorish chloli uprati. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda dorish ribuye umuyutik. Rabbi dorish chloli uprati vasito minorat klal. Zahav tahor prat. Mikshe ta'aseh menorah, Chazar v'kalal, klal prado klal, iyat adan ela, miksha, not miksha, I could say. Iyat adan ela ke'ena prat, ma prat mefurash shal matechet, af kol shal matechet. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Dorish, Rabbi Yomiyute, v'yasita menorat riba, zahav tahor mi'it. Miksha ta'aseh ha-menorah, chazar v'riba. Riba, mi'et, riba, riba hakol. So my rabbi, rabbi komile. My mi'et, mi'et shalcheres. Nice way to remember who holds what is rabbi.